This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. We'll have a little fog first thing this morning. 30% chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the middle 80s. The protest movement against the Republican-led North Carolina legislature continues on Labor Day by focusing on what its critics call anti-worker legislation. Representatives of the state AFL-CIO and Farm Labor Organizing Committee joined the Reverend William Barber with the NAACP at a Monday news conference in Raleigh. They say state lawmakers hurt workers by passing bills this year that will prevent hundreds of thousands of people from getting either emergency federal unemployment benefits or the state's earned income tax credit. The protest will continue today when civil rights and union leaders plan to give report cards to all 170 legislators as lawmakers return for a veto override session. More than 900 people have been arrested inside the legislative building over 3 months in civil disobedience during Moral Monday protest, as you know, and a lot of those people from right here in Orange County. Over the weekend, President Barack Obama sought congressional approval before taking military action in response to Syria's apparent use of chemical weapons, putting the likelihood of U.S. military intervention in the balance. As a result, UNC has commissioned a roundtable discussion on the increasing tensions surrounding this conflict. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with panel member UNC Professor Mark Weisberg, a specialist in international law, to hear his perspective on this global issue.
Weisberg teaches civil procedure, international law, and a course on international human rights for the UNC School of Law. The roundtable discussion being held in the FedEx Global Education Center Tuesday from 5 to 6:30 features panel members from the UNC scholarly community in addition to national security fellows from the UNC Triangle Institute for Security Studies.
I believe it's the obligation of every citizen to take an interest in important public questions, and surely using force in international relations is an important public question.
Weisberg said his talk will focus on the international legal aspects of a U.S. intervention in Syria. Specifically, he will consider the body of law that regulates how independent countries deal with one another and how a U.S. intervention would challenge the Charter of the United Nations.
The U.N. Charter unequivocally forbids it. Under the Charter, the only circumstance in which one country can use force against a second country without the permission of the Security Council of the UN, which of course is not available here, would be in self-defense.
Weisberg said that using force to prevent war crimes or to punish a country for war crimes is not contemplated by the UN Charter. He added that in situations such as this, it is often a case of conflicting rationales of the responsibility to intervene versus adhering to the Charter.
When the NATO countries bombed Serbia in the connection with the Kosovo crisis, there were a good many international lawyers who found themselves very puzzled by what to say. On the one hand, they believed it was the right thing to do. On the other hand, they couldn't very well ignore the Charter. So you had a number of international lawyers insisting that bombing Kosovo was A, illegal, and B, legitimate.
When Russia engaged in a war with Georgia in 2008, Weisberg explains that Russia gave the justification of humanitarian intervention in order to protect the population in secessionist regions of Georgia.
One can doubt the good faith of that assertion. The reason I mention it is that, of course, if one country can say we're intervening in order to act in a humanitarian way, so can another country.
Weisberg cited the UN-supported doctrine of the Responsibility to Protect, or RTP, which provides for the international community to intervene when a government is not protecting its own citizens. He said it is not an idea with which he agrees, nor is it an international legal obligation, but the Responsibility to Protect initiative continues to circulate among international lawyers and is considered by some to apply to the crisis in Syria.
The basic idea of the Responsibility to Protect is that if push comes to shove and there are dangers of serious humanitarian crises in a particular country, and that country's government is either unwilling or unable to deal with it, outside governments have the responsibility to take action.
For more information on Weisberg and UNC's roundtable discussion on the intervention in Syria, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The story of Carborough's first hotel. It's open now. WCHL News Time, 6:12. That's coming up next.
In the nation, halfway won't cut it. That's why Nationwide Insurance offers brand new belongings. If something in your home is stolen or destroyed, we replace it with a brand new version.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Optional feature. Exclusions and limits apply. Damaged items may be repaired. Consult policy language for specifics. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I want to get a head start on college while I'm still in high school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I've got my bachelor's, but I still need a few classes to qualify for grad school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I want a new career that I can look forward to every morning. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Visit durhamtech.edu to begin your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Durham Tech.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:14 at WCHL. Carborough's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, is up and running following the opening of its doors last Wednesday. General Manager Kevin Rooney says the hotel was half-booked over the Labor Day weekend, and in less than a week of operation, the hotel is already booked for UNC Parents Weekend in September and Homecoming Weekend in November.
We do have a few sold-out games coming up already. I believe the East County game is sold out, as well as the Virginia game is sold out already.
The 142-room hotel located at 370 East Main Street offers prices ranging from $169 to $199 for standard rooms, and on football weekends, prices increase ranging from $219 to $259 for standard rooms. Rooney explains that the Hampton has a special feature which competitors, such as the Carolina Inn and the Franklin Hotel, do not.
We do have a great pool deck with cabanas, and it does have a fire pit, soft seating, and just upscale furniture all around the pool deck. It makes it for a great resort-type feel when you do stay here at the hotel, something our competitors do not have in this area.
The pool deck, located on the second floor, has a balcony with a partial view of downtown Carborough. On opening day, last Wednesday, the hotel ran a special 50% off deal for local residents and also welcomed local elected leaders such as Carborough Alderman Damon Siles.
We actually had local leaders of the community stay at the hotel for the first night, as well as different key people that were a part of this hotel being opened. Everyone had a great experience.
Rooney says that the Hampton Inn and Suites in Carborough will announce any future deals for locals on its Facebook page. After a tumultuous first couple of years, the new owners of Greenbridge Condominiums say the complex is turning a corner now with new homeowners and new businesses moving in.
We're at 64% sold. We've sold 60 homes out of the 97, and we've got 37 to go, and we hope to be done in about a year.
That's Vic Miller, the VP of sales at Greenbridge. He says of those 60 units sold, 24 were sold in the past year alone. Just a few years ago, the building was two-thirds vacant and had to go into bankruptcy. New businesses are coming in as well. The newest addition is a 1,300-square-foot eco-friendly hair salon, To the Woods, co-owned by Jessica Reiner, Jamie Phillips, and Julie Smith. Greenbridge has always touted itself as a center for green technology. The original owners designed the building to be energy efficient with features like planted rooftops, fresh air exchangers, and low-E glass. Miller says these features lower the energy cost for an average unit by 30%. And PR Representative Andrea Romano says a building may soon get a major award for that commitment to sustainability.
They are finalists for the 2013 Green Gala Sustainable Business Awards this year. So, you know, that's something that they're still really invested in as well.
Vic Miller says Greenbridge may still file for official LEED certification as well. Miller says he's optimistic about Greenbridge's future. And he also says he's optimistic about the future of Chapel Hill and Carborough as well.
I think over the next couple of years, I'd say the next 5 years, I think that Chapel Hill, Rosemary Street, Carborough area is going to be the epicenter of new growth in your area. I just see a lot of changes that we've been there the last 2 years.
If you'd like more information, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today if you need an engagement ring or some other special purchase. Grimble's is always there for you. Grimble's right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Well, not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. We had very little traffic yesterday morning because it was Labor Day, and a lot of folks either had the day off or were out of town, that sort of thing, not going to work. Today, totally different story. Everything back to normal today, so please be careful out there. Rand Northam in the newsroom as usual this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning on WCHL. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. 919-967-8363. Let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks pretty good. 72 degrees, a little warm this morning. Another muggy day. Partly sunny, a little fog to deal with first thing this morning. After that clears away, we'll have some sunshine. 30% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High today about 85. Tonight mostly clear, 20% chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. No mention of rain mentioned tomorrow. Tomorrow night, more of the same, mostly clear with a low around 65 degrees. So weather will be getting better tomorrow. Today, another hot, muggy day. 619 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
You know when you wake up on the weekend, the kids are still somehow sleeping. You're just not ready to get up, but the sun is glaring in through the windows. Well, BlindsGalore.com can fix you up. They ask their customers what they can do better. Jim from Georgia says,
I don't know, perhaps serve it with lobster and filet mignon? You make it so easy to order, and a coupon on top of an already great deal? What can I say but thank you, Blinds Galore?
The folks over at BlindsGalore.com really have it together. So, go to BlindsGalore.com and go galore. Blinds Galore.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
Tonight, top 10 animals is the category. Did you open the thing?
It is open
okay.
So far.
Top 10 animals.
What
top 10 animals.
Top 10, top 10 animals
well, just,
in a zoo or
just, no, no.
Top,
top 10 animals.
Animals in Australia?
No, no. Has,
is that what you mean?
No. No geographic designation. Worldwide, top 10 animals.
Just top 10 animals.
We just, at the end of the year, we commissioned the study. It just came back.
Period. All right.
Okay, top 10 animals. Here we go. Number 10, kitty. Number 9, donkey. Number 8, alpaca. Okay. It could have also used that for the donkey, I think.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Number 7, Mexican burrowing toad. Number 6, we have a tie with bird and fox. That's a tie. My dog. Every weekend with my dog. Number five, frill-necked lizard. Yeah. Audience recoiled. Number four, mountain goat. Oh, I love the mountain goats. Typically, the mountain goats are snow white. I don't know what that is. Typically, when you see a mountain goat, they are snow white. Yes. I'm going to continue under protest. I don't think that's really a mountain goat?
No. All right.
It's somebody in research, lazy, not getting the job done.
You're going to continue.
The mountain goats I have seen are snow white.
Continuing under protest.
All right.
Continuing under protest.
Number three, duck-billed platypus.
That they got.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to hold your applause till we've named all of the animals, please. Number two, ring-tailed lemur. And the number one animal, monkey.
Okay, is that it? David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Jake Gyllenhaal, Julie Chen, and the Dodos. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. It took up until the 68th minute for the number four UNC men's soccer team to get on the board. But once the Tar Heels did yesterday morning, there was no turning back. Carolina defeated Coastal Carolina 4-0 to close out the Carolina Nike Classic 2-0. Coastal split the tournament 1-1 after a 1-0 win against number 17 Wake Forest on Friday. With the win, Carolina is now 2-0 on the season. Up next, UNC travels to South Bend, Indiana on Sunday for its first conference meeting ever with Notre Dame. Kickoff time 12 noon on Sunday, and you can watch it on ESPNU. With a few days left to step back and regroup from the South Carolina loss on Thursday, senior quarterback Bryn Renner and senior defensive end Kareem Martin said on Monday they will learn from their mistakes and look to grab a win in Chapel Hill this Saturday. After spending some time in the film room, Martin said the locker room is still high with energy and motivation despite that opening setback to South Carolina.
Then they had another passing touchdown that we felt like was that we gave them, you know, as opposed to them getting it. So I think that after watching the film, that morale is still pretty high because we see that we're a pretty good team once we get everything together.
They both said the Tar Heels have to do a better job of finishing off drives with touchdowns in the red zone if they want to be successful this season. You can read the story for all the latest on Tar Heel football at our website at chapelboro.com. More on this story in an hour, 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women. Made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You thought the trouble in Egypt was a challenge for President Obama? The civil war in Syria has become an even bigger one. He's trying to rally congressional support for an American military strike to punish the Assad regime for its alleged use of chemical weapons. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has been talking to a top Syrian official who says a U.S. attack would be a terrible mistake.
The Middle East is already in flames, he said, and this would make it worse.
More after this from Charlie.
Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Whether you want to live by the ocean, the mountains, or just close to family, Holiday has over 300 communities to suit your taste. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. That's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
It's a sales effort even the most experienced salesperson would think twice about. President Obama is trying to convince some reluctant members of Congress that the U.S. should punish Syrian President Assad's regime for allegedly using chemical weapons. Reaction so far from Congress? Decidedly mixed. Reaction from Syria? Don't do it or you'll be sorry.
CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Damascus and has been talking with Syria's deputy foreign minister, who's expressing the hope the so-called G20 meeting of high-level international leaders can head off an attack.
Both Presidents Putin and President Obama are going to be there, and the Syrians would like to think that perhaps a will to avoid more violence or U.S. strikes might foster some sort of productive discussion there.
As is often the case in war, the people suffering most in the Syrian civil war are civilians. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker says an estimated 7 million of them have now been displaced.
Access is one of our biggest challenges.
The UNHCR's Melissa Fleming.
More than half of those who are on the run are children.
Syria is not just a diplomatic or a military problem. It's also a human tragedy. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Are you ready for the 7th Annual Swim for Smiles Youth Triathlon? The race is open to kids ages 5 to 18, and first-timers are welcome, too. Come on out to Briar Chapel neighborhood on September 8th for the race, the huge finish line festival, and watch Kids Helping Kids. All proceeds benefit the UNC Children's Hospital. For registration or volunteer information, log on to swimforsmiles.org. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about keeping local kids healthy.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather presented by Carolina Football. You can win tickets for the home opener this coming Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at the Bell Tower parking lot right before the game, right next to the stadium. All right, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Another muggy day. Partly sunny, a little patchy fog this morning to deal with. After that clears away, we'll have mostly sunshine, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 85. Tonight clear, 20% chance of rain with a low 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s tomorrow.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
White House discussions on Syria. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The administration has a plan, apart from a limited military action, that will allow us to get to where we need to go as a nation, which is to deter Iran from a nuclear weapons march and to stabilize the region before it's too late.
Arizona Senator John McCain also wants a strike on Syria. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There are many members who are among the president's biggest supporters who don't support striking Syria, and some of his biggest detractors do support it. And frankly, there are many members who are still making up their minds. They didn't think they were going to have any say on this matter until the president made his surprise announcement this weekend, and so they're still familiarizing themselves with a very sticky international issue.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee holds hearings on Syria today. Secretary of State Kerry and Defense Secretary Hagel will appear, and with a number of Navy ships in the Mediterranean, the U.S. and Israel have today conducted a joint missile test. CBS News update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM. WCHL.
632, 72 degrees, muggy day on the way. High today, about 85. I'm Ron Stutz. The protest movement against the Republican-led North Carolina legislature continued on Labor Day by focusing on what its critics call anti-worker legislation. Representatives of the state AFL-CIO and Farm Labor Organizing Committee joined the Reverend William Barber with the NAACP at a Monday news conference in Raleigh yesterday on Hillsborough Street. They say state lawmakers hurt workers by passing bills this year to prevent hundreds of thousands of people from receiving either emergency federal unemployment benefits or the state's earned income tax credit. Protests will continue today when civil rights and union leaders plan to give report cards to all 170 legislators as lawmakers return for a veto override session. More than 900 people have been arrested inside the legislative building over the last 3 months in civil disobedience during Moral Monday protests. A lot of those people from right here in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County, and the UNC community as well. Carborough aldermen will discuss the impact of new legislation from the General Assembly when the board meets tonight. Under the new rules, the town cannot prohibit gun owners from carrying concealed weapons at playgrounds. And the town's authority to regulate weapons at athletic facilities will be limited. House Bill 71 will limit the restrictions the town can place on contractors hired for public projects, meaning the town cannot require contractors to refrain from employment discrimination or pay a minimum wage. The board will hear a report from the town attorney regarding the full impact of this new state legislation. Now, in addition, the alderman will consider partnering with Piedmont Electric to test LED streetlights at Anderson Park. Officials say the project has the potential to cut energy costs in half while also reducing the need for maintenance. The board will also consider co-sponsoring the North Carolina Bike Summit, scheduled for mid-October at the newly opened Hampton Inn in downtown Carborough. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carborough Town Hall. The Central West Steering Committee meets at the Chapel Hill Public Library tonight. Central West is a portion of land in Chapel Hill laid out during the Chapel Hill 2020 process. It surrounds Estes Drive near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Meetings have been ongoing all summer. Public comment will be accepted at the beginning and the end of the meeting for about 10 minutes each time. Tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6 until 9 p.m. A New York City federal jury has rejected the argument that use of the N-word among blacks can be a culturally acceptable term of love and endearment, deciding its use in the workplace is hostile and discriminatory. Jurors last week awarded $250,000 in compensatory damages to a black employment agency worker who was the target of an N-word-laced rant by her black boss. They returned today to decide on punitive damages. The case against Rob Cormona and the employment agency Strive East Harlem gave legal airing to the complex debate about blacks' use of the word. Former employee Brandy Johnson told jury members that Carmona's 2012 tirade made her feel offended, hurt, and degraded. Carmona told jurors that among black people, the word is often used as a term of affection. In news around town this morning, the Orange County Public Library is closing out the summer months with weekend events for young and old. Every Saturday this month, the Orange County Public Library Carborough branch is offering story time with engaging stories and fun crafts. Each week will be a focus on a theme such as rockets, bugs, or imagination. Story time begins 10:30 each Saturday morning. Also each Saturday this month, the OCPL Sabrary is offering its community workshop series with free computer classes. Each week will have a specific focus. September 7th is computer basics. That's this coming Saturday. September 14th is internet basics. September 21st is email basics. And September 28th is Word Basics. This workshop is presented in partnership with the UNC University Libraries. All classes are free and open to the public, but you have to pre-register because space is limited. To register for the computer classes, you can call 919-918-7387 or simply go to our News Around Town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, to get all the details there. 6:37 at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary is on the way from Matt Hughes. That'll be followed by Coach Larry Fedora on Inside Carolina Football.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Don Bass Knight.
I'm with Weaver Street Realty, and I've enjoyed my work there for over 20 years.
Don Bassnight isn't one of the people who started Weaver Street Realty, but the company was less than 10 years old when he joined.
I remember seeing their float in the Christmas parade, and that standing out as being local and just a little bit different than a normal real estate company. And I also love the fact that they loved land and Hall River property and Carrboro. Having grown up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I like to celebrate how that really feels like one town. There's seven of us, and five of us are either owners or managers. And it's not that different than our community here in Orange County with Chapel Hill and Carrboro having two governing bodies. And we also have to listen to, obviously, our county commissioners, and the University of North Carolina has a say in what we do here, and OWASA has a say. So this real consensus-building community and Weaver Street Realty is that way. We're in it for the long haul, as proven by the fact that I'm one of the newest agents there, and this is my 21st year. And there is something to be proud about having longevity. People come back to you and go to you for your knowledge, but you also have to stay up on what's going on.
Don Bassnight at Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro. It seems he's always been a part of this community.
That's true. I've realized recently that with my over 10 years in my family's hardware business and over 20 years with Weaver Street Realty, I'm right at 31 years selling something on Main Street of Carrboro. I've lived in Chatham County and Orange County and Durham County. Went to school in Guilford County. But I've always come back to Chapel Hill, and I love that.
Get in touch with Don Bassnight. You know where to find him. Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you very much. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler, 639 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A common complaint that almost everyone has is that young people need to be more involved in the community. However, that's not what I see. In fact, I think folks are just not going to where the young people are. In our community, I see young people active every day, whether it's political or social activism or just volunteering in the community. My generation, the millennials, could be a pessimistic bunch when you look at what we've encountered between terrorism, endless wars, a great recession. You would think that we would be a pessimistic bunch. In fact, I think the opposite is true. We have optimism and boundless idealism rooted in realism. 50 years ago, we remembered the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King was just one of the many leaders of the civil rights movement who really changed America for the better. However, he's also an example of what young people are capable of. King was one of the leaders of the Montgomery bus boycott at the age of 26, just 3 years older than myself. He and many did not wait for someone to give them the opportunity to change something that was fundamentally unjust in our system. Instead, he and many others seized the opportunity to right a serious wrong in Montgomery. Young people need to realize the power of their dreams and never be afraid to step up. And with the support of the community and their elders, anything is possible. Some folks have said that my generation has the potential to be the greatest generation if given the chance. However, I do worry about the educational opportunities to expand and learn for subsequent generations. But at the same time, I'm convinced that my generation will rise to the occasion. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, now Inside Carolina Football.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Alongside the head coach of Carolina football, Larry Fedora. And Coach, it's been a couple days now since the South Carolina matchup. You've been able to break down the film. What'd you see after you relooked at that matchup with the Gamecocks?
Well, one is that the mistakes that we made are correctable and that we're not that far away. I mean, we didn't make it look that way on Thursday night, but when you really break it down, and your players get a chance to look at it and realize the things that we did is that there are some bright spots and that we're going to be okay. We just need to get those things corrected, and we need to continue to get better as a football team.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tar Heels turning the page to Middle Tennessee coming up Saturday at 12:30. Coach, what's going to be the focus this week as you move forward against the Blue Raiders?
Yeah, we really need to focus on what we do and making sure we don't make the same mistakes that we made in this last game. If we take care of our business, we'll be okay. But I can assure you, Middle Tennessee will not be intimidated when they come into the stadium. They will be ready to go, and they'll expect to win.
Quick reminder, Coach Fedora on the radio tonight, 7 o'clock, Top of the Hill Restaurant for Larry Fedora Live.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:44, and coming up, we're going to take a look at your traffic and weather together. We also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz in just a few moments here, along with today's WCHL hometown hero. It is all on the way right here on WCHL. Don't go anywhere.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Chapel Hill Economic Development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, let's bring in Rand Northam.
Good morning.
Decked out in a burgundy shirt this morning and matching ties. Looking fantastic. Congratulations. I know you're running again. You ran, what, 8.5 miles yesterday?
Only two and a half. Just but it felt like 8.5.
Muggy day out there.
Yeah, that was killer.
It's kind of impressive.
It is. Yeah. It really, actually, I ran into Alex Curley, one of our coworkers here.
And, really?
He was heading to the Y, and I appreciate him stopping and saying hello because I needed the break. But, yeah, it's this muggy weather is just, it's tough. I'm ready for it to get cool again.
No kidding, man. I'm telling you. Another one today. Tomorrow looks a little bit better. Tomorrow there's no mention of rain in the forecast.
That's
good. I'll get to that in just a minute here.
That's
right. First of all, tell us about traffic.
Well, traffic is moving smoothly. Wake up, everybody. The vacation is over. You got to get back to it today. Traffic moving smoothly, though, to allow you to get to it. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you do that safely. Hope you did have a good Labor Day. And if you didn't have the day off like Ron and I, well, we're just right back to it again today.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
I should have known a song would come of it.
I could go on and on, but I won't bore you with that. So. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you at about 7:15. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, 72 degrees, kind of muggy again today, as we mentioned. Partly sunny. We have some fog to deal with first thing this morning. It's going to be about like yesterday. A little fog and patches out there. Otherwise, that'll clear away fairly soon. 30% chance for showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today about 85. Now tonight, mostly clear. 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. And tomorrow night, clear skies with lows in the middle 60s. Even Thursday is going to be nice. And more of the same, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So the humidity definitely dramatically down by the time tomorrow gets here. But today is going to be another muggy day. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. Mort Walker, the cartoonist who created Beetle Bailey, the cartoon strip, is 90 years old today. Happy birthday, Mort Walker. Actress Ann Jackson is 88. Actress Pauline Collins, 73. Al Jardine, one of the Beach Boys, bass player for Beach Boys, 71 years old today. Actress Valerie Perrine is 70. Donald Brewer, one of the members of Grand Funk Railroad, 65 today. Actor Steve Sharippa is 56. Let's see here. Actor Charlie Sheen has somehow survived to be 48 years old today. Hard to believe. 48 years old today, Charlie Sheen. Singer Jennifer Page is 40. Actress Ashley Jones, 37. Actress Nicole Hiltz, 35. Actor Garrett Hedlund is 29. Olympic gold medal snowboarder Sean White is 27 years old today. Got a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating a birthday today. First of all, let me just say happy birthday to my wonderful, lovely daughter, Cam Stutz, who is 22 years old today. It's hard to believe, but Cam is 22 years old today. Also, Barbara Mathias has a birthday, as does Audrey Cates Bailey, Claire Sullivan Slaughter, and Claire Billingsley. And our birthday winner of the day is Richard Quinn. Happy birthday, Richard Quinn. We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Richard Quinn. I used to call him the tight end, but that's a different Richard Quinn. Richard Quinn over at Fifth Season Gardening Company in Carver. Oh, happy birthday, buddy. It is 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. It's birthdays brought to you by the UPS doors and all of us here at WCHL. 97.9 FM and WCHL. It is September
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
The 3rd.
Yeah.
And
hey, also, this is Cammy's special day, isn't it?
That's right.
Ron's daughter, Cammy, is...
Cam Stutz is 22 years old today.
How about that?
Guys,
Cammy is so cool.
Hard to believe.
Cammy is so cool. Yeah. Hey, folks, if you... Ron's got it. I mean, both his kids, Zach and Cam, are pretty cool. He and Bev did a great job raising him. But Cam is like this... She's like a soulmate. I mean, she's just so cool.
Boy, her head's going to swell now. She's not going to be able to go in the front door. Yeah. She is kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
I'm real proud of her.
You guys have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great relationship.
Yeah, she's fun to hang out with. You know, one really cool thing is after your kids grow up, the really cool thing is hanging out with them.
Yeah.
I enjoy hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And Cam is just, you know.
Maybe you don't want to answer this, but of the two, Zach or Cam, which one do you have to bring the hammer down on more?
Oh, it was always Cam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Zach was never any problem at all.
Okay. Okay, Cam.
Yeah. No question.
All right, well, let's get to the rock and roll.
Yeah, let's do.
Today is number one hits.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Yeah, happy birthday, Cam. Number one tunes. The year was 1968, and the tune that Ron's about to play was in the middle of a five-week stranglehold on the number one spot, according to Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
You going to hand it to
Name
me?
The tune and group that I'm handing right now to Ron, and he's about to put on the turntable.
Okay. I don't know either, folks. I'm not looking at the label.
Nope.
Here we go.
I can't wait to hear what this is, because 1968 was a very good year for music. Oh, boy, could it get any easier? Oh, that's all you get right now. That's the name of the tune was on the way there, so better stop that for the moment. And 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the name of the song and the artist. Call right now. You can be a winner. You can swap trivia prize. You can also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Again, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rebecca Macy is a professor at UNC. She's the L. Richardson Pryor Distinguished Chair for Strengthening Families in the UNC School of Social Work. And she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Rebecca has been doing research in a very special program called MOVE.
It is a program for women who are victims of domestic violence who've been caught up either in child protective services or the judicial system and have been asked or really mandated to attend a parenting program.
Rebecca is telling everyone she can about this program because she's so convinced it helps these women become better mothers.
It's a 13-week group-based program. Women enter the same program together, and they meet once a week, usually in the evenings, and there's dinner for the kids and the moms, and there's child care for the very young children. And while the moms are in their group therapy, children who are between 5 and 13 also receive services for children who've been exposed to domestic violence. The moms in their groups learn about how to parent in the context of domestic violence. They learn about child development, parenting skills, how to parent with, you know, a violent partner. And they also learn safety resources, and it's really focused on these women's self-esteem and building them up again because they've been through such a difficult time.
There are so many programs in our community that you might not hear much about, but there's only one like this one.
Sometimes women end up thinking that they deserve what's happening to them, or that if they were better mothers or better wives or better girlfriends, that this wouldn't happen to them. What the MOVE program does that's really powerful is it really emphasizes self-esteem, positivity, what we call in domestic violence services an empowering approach to help women see themselves in an accurate light, because they've gotten all this misinformation from a partner who's really tried to control their life. I've loved doing this research project. I've been doing research for 11 years here at UNC, and I've been really lucky to have great community partners all over the state. But what's been especially wonderful about this is that I got to help document it, I got to help evaluate it, but it was really their brainchild. And it's just so exciting to work with social workers who are doing really innovative, novel programs. And I think this is a great example of how universities can partner with communities to really figure out what works for these families.
MOVE stands for Mothers Overcome Violence Through Education and Empowerment. Rebecca Macy is so glad she got the opportunity to find out about it and to tell you about it. Rebecca Macy, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, let's hear just a little bit more of that song here. Oh, what a great song. It was the summertime of 1968 when that song was popular. I mean, big deal. Rascals on WCHL, one of the best groups ever. And Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz today, really easy one. And we got Rebecca Smith called in with the answer to the question this morning. Rebecca got it before anybody else did. And Rebecca gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And also we'll get to swap a trivial prize with one of our previous winners. Congratulations. That is Rock and Roll Tuesday for today. Thank you very much, Freddie Kiger. And Freddie will be back tomorrow morning with another question for you on WCHL.
Most people see as their golden years. Some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff film event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Want to fight AIDS and help plan Parenthood? Come to Chapel Hill Underground on Saturday, September 14th for Freddy for a Day, the Songs of Queen, featuring local musicians singing the Songs of Queen. Art, raffle prizes, costume contests, and more. Proceeds go to the Mercury Phoenix Trust and Planned Parenthood. Here we are. Art opening at 7 p.m., music at 9 p.m. For more info, visit our Facebook event, Freddy for a Day 2013. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Ron Stunts in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Time now for your Chapel Hill Cover of Weather presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Hey, listen, if you haven't decided where you're going to have lunch today, why not stop in for a quick lunch? You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious, at Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 71 in Carborough, also 71 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, a little patchy fog this morning. That'll clear up in just a little while here. 30% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm probably in the afternoon. High today about 85. Tonight clear with a 20% chance of rain. Low tonight in the middle 60s. And tomorrow, a better day.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open 4.